Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The NTSB says the Dolly, the cargo ship that slammed into Baltimore's Key Bridge, causing it to collapse, had two power outages while docked. One 10 minutes before the collision, another moments before the crash. The Senate pauses to remember 2 years after the deadly supermarket shooting in Buffalo, New York.
In the span of just a few minutes, 10 precious lives were extinguished in a senseless act of hatred from a white supremacist.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Donald Trump's attorneys focused today on the credibility of his former fixer, Michael Cohen, who testified again at the former president's hush money trial. Pro-Palestinian protesters voluntarily broke up their encampment in Harvard Yard after school officials agreed to discuss their questions about the university's endowment and its ties to Israel. There are primaries in Maryland, Nebraska, and West Virginia. This is ABC News. Federal prosecutors want to see former President Trump advisor Steve Bannon behind bars.
With a three-judge panel of the D.C. Circuit Appeals Court rejecting Steve Bannon's effort to overturn his conviction for contempt of Congress, prosecutors say it's time for Bannon to begin serving his four-month sentence. Reached by ABC News, Bannon was sarcastic, saying he's, quote, shocked they want to silence the voice of MAGA. Bannon refused to appear before the House January 6th committee, which sought to ask him about his statement on the eve of the riot, that all hell would break loose the following day.
ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Credit card debt is down by about $14 billion from a record late last year. But according to Federal Reserve Bank of New York data, a growing number of households are behind on their payments. In the meantime, total household debt, which includes cards, loans, and mortgages, is up by $184 billion to $17 trillion. That's an all-time high. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Fabulous Farm Bay, Pam Yonke here, bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings on WLAK. This isn't just for farmers, people. It's for anybody that enjoys food. Tune in 5 a.m. on Lake Air 1260 WLAK Amory.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Federal investigators are looking into a small community in northwest Wisconsin for a possible violation of the Voting Rights Act. The town of Thornapple near Ladysmith switched to all paper ballots last year. Federal law requires at least one machine for voters with disabilities. A complaint has been filed with the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Conservative justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court sound reluctant to reopen unstaffed absentee ballot drop boxes. During oral arguments yesterday, Rebecca Bradley argued absentee voting is not protected by law.
The law in the state of Wisconsin is that there is a right to vote, but there is not a right to vote absentee. That is a privilege that was granted legislatively.
The August primary is 3 months away, and the November general election is 6 months off. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
The Brewers lose to the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Pirates chipped away through 9 innings to win 8-6. Pittsburgh's Brian Reynolds went 5-for-5 with a pair of singles, 2 doubles, and then connected on a home run.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Just had good self-talk in the box to myself.
Brewers first baseman Rhys Hoskins suffering a hamstring injury running the bases. He's undergoing an MRI. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Rhys's injury, obviously he's got a hamstring. We don't know anything more. I have an MRI in the morning. You know, to lose one of our leaders, we just got Yelly back. That's a big blow. Usually hamstrings are not better in a few days. You know what I mean?
College hoops, UW Green Bay has hired a new men's basketball coach. It's Doug Gottlieb, who's hosted a sports talk show the past 20 years. Gottlieb, born in Milwaukee, where his father coached UWM, has played college ball at Notre Dame and Oklahoma State. He replaces Sundance Wicks, who returned to Wyoming to accept a head coaching job there. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, low in the mid-40s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow. Nice day with highs in the low 70s. Some showers and storms possible tomorrow night and early Thursday. Some sun in the late afternoon and highs into the low 70s. It's 69 degrees right now.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, we'll be joined by former congressional candidate and small business owner Tom Pawlowitz. We'll be talking about money and politics. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who never leaves the house without wearing a cup, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. The night is lit. Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night edition of Nightlight, broadcasting live from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Beautiful downtown Green Bay here at City Deck Landing at WGBW, broadcasting statewide. For your listening pleasure, great to have you with me. Hope you'll be part of the show like you always are. Got a good one tonight. We're going to be talking, one-word tease, that's all I need for this show. You ready, Conrad?
Yep.
Bigfoot.
There you go.
That's all you need to know. We will be covering Bigfoot tonight on the show at 8:35. We are going to talk about, there's a Bigfoot convention about an hour north of Green Bay in the Marinette area where I live. And it was a big success last year. And we will have a Bigfoot enthusiast on at 8:35. I have questions. You may have questions. I'm very curious. Part of me has always wanted there to be a Bigfoot, a Loch Ness Monster. I don't think there are, but I'm open to the idea that something exists. And I know scientists have said, like, well, maybe something exists like way below the surface of the sea, an area that's harder to investigate. Something that slipped through the cracks, a megalodon that lived. That would be cool. But it's possible. Nessie could be out there. Bigfoot could be out there. I'm open to it. That's all I'll say. So we'll talk Bigfoot at 8:35 with my pal Mike Desitel. And then my other good friend, Terry Bell, who is the Civic Media News Director. Terry is a big fan of Taylor Tomlinson. I was not as familiar with her comedy, but he shared some reels with me over Facebook, and she is so funny. And I said, Terry, you got to come on the show and we got to discuss this and expose our audience to Taylor Tomlinson. Very funny stand-up comic who will be performing next weekend at Comedy on State in Madison. Terry will be along at 8:05. And then coming up in studio in a few minutes is my pal Heather Heil. She will be here. She works at the Green Bay Children's Museum. She is also, would you call her a TV buff, Conrad? How would you describe Heather?
I mean, after that office quiz, she did really well.
She did really well.
So I would say TV show enthusiast.
Okay. Maybe not necessarily a buff yet.
We'll have to see how she does with the quiz tonight.
Yeah, she's going to take me to task on my Ted Lasso hatred. And hatred's a strong word. Despisal? I just made up a word there. No, I don't despise it either. So we'll talk Ted Lasso. We have a friends quiz we're going to give Heather this time. Last time she took our office quiz, and as Conrad said, did quite well. Are you ready to take some texts, Conrad? I feel like we're going to need a lot of listener interaction tonight because of our topics.
Yeah.
Very excited.
Definitely ready to take some text.
Very cool. So Sherry's checking in already on the stream. Hello, Sherry. She says, I believe Sherry believes in Bigfoot. That's our question tonight. Let's just do that. What mythical creature do you believe in?
Leprechauns.
Leprechauns.
What about a Pegasus?
I don't know.
I don't know about that one.
Should we make it more centralized or more specific? Do you believe in Bigfoot?
Yeah. I mean,
all right, let's do that.
There's so many mythical creatures you could Loch Ness Monster.
Well, that's the one. See, I feel like if either one of them is going to exist, it would be Nessie, because underwater, I think it's harder to track that stuff.
Yeah. You don't know what's down there.
You don't know what's down there. And I don't think that body of water in Scotland is that deep, but I don't know. Let's do this. Here's our question. Do you believe in Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster? That's the question tonight. Do you believe in Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster? Let us know. That's a fun one. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. 855-75-CIVIC. I'm open to it. I can't say I believe, but I love listening to other people. I don't know that I believe in the paranormal, but it's so fun when Todd Michaels comes on.
Yeah.
Because he's so measured and just makes sense. And he says he's open to it too. So.
You know what's another one? The Yeti.
All right, we'll add that one. The Yeti or.
The Yeti is just the snow Bigfoot.
Correct. From the Santa Claus is coming to town, there was a Yeti.
Yeah.
Ooh, I think I just thought that'd be a good question for our friends quiz. Remember the Yeti episode?
Yes.
But if Heather's listening, that we just gave her an answer. So do you believe in Bigfoot, the Yeti, or the Loch Ness Monster? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know. I love reading people's texts on the air. It is so much fun when people interact. Sherry says unicorns. She says she believes in both. I assume she means Nessie or Bigfoot. Stacy Sue checking in says, I always believed in Loch Ness, never Bigfoot. Okay, there you go. It's easier to make the leap, I think, with the water. Because, you don't know what's down there. It's crazy. So good guests, a good question. Lots going on in show business. I watched, leading up to the Oscars, I heard from all the people we talked to about show business, about the film Iron Claw. And I finally watched it. It's available to stream now on HBO. I watched it last night. It is a heartbreaking story. And based on a true story. And I wish I had seen this before Rich Lucasio was on the show. He was here last week talking wrestling, and the Von Erich brothers were all wrestlers being raised by a wrestling father who was famous for the move, the Iron Claw. It was Zac Efron was really good. He was obviously all roided up, and he didn't even look like himself, but he was good. Jeremy Allen White was good. This great actor, Holt, I got to look him up. His first name is Holt McEnany or something like that. He was really good as the dad. But this family had a tragic story when it came to wrestling and how the kids were raised. And I assume it was, reasonably close to what really happened. But they lost like three boys. All for different reasons. They all took their own lives. And it was what I liked about it. Holt McElhaney. I don't even know how to pronounce his last name. But he was also in, what's the FBI show, Conrad?
That doesn't narrow
come
it down.
Come on, man. What's the FBI show? You know it.
There's like a billion.
No, it's the guy from Glee was on it. And he's a Broadway star. My daughter's actually here tonight. I'm going to ask her because we watched it together. Holt McElhaney, I think that's his name. You see the guy's face, you'd know him. He's a really good actor. But he played the dad really well. Maura Tierney plays Doris Von Erich. The dad was like just jerky enough not to be over the top, but you could also see why the boys would react the way they did to him, that he kind of forced them into wrestling. And they were good. They all had title shots. Really good film. And I'm not necessarily a wrestling fan, except when Rich LoCascio is here. Then I say I am. But I recommend it. Iron Claw. It's good. And I am really trying to muscle through Baby Reindeer, but it just keeps getting weirder and weirder. Conrad's afraid to watch it. And yeah. Why is that? Why did you say that? What have you heard about it?
I don't know. I just don't like those types. You know, I'm just more happy-go-lucky type of shows, you know?
Yeah. The lead character is like, he is definitely not a cliche, I will say that. And it's weird. There's a lawsuit brewing between the woman who is based, the stalker is based on in real life.
I heard that.
Yeah, and she, the more I watch this show, she's nuts. But he's almost crazier than she is. He's like this emotional punching board. He's just a really strange character. It's crazy. But I'm on like episode 5 or 6. And I just, at this point, I'm going to get through it to finish it. But I don't think I can recommend it. Like, I liked the first couple episodes. It was kind of weird, but it has gotten weirder and weirder. Very strange show. From the 608, Robert checking in from McFarland says, Nessie, baby. He believes in Nessie. Or is open to it. Oh, here you go. Tom from New Berlin, the 414, says, sturgeon, the fish is real. The rest is speculation. It, you know what, though? That kind of makes the argument, Tom, like, because a sturgeon is a prehistoric fish, and they can be huge. They can be like 12. I think some can be like 14 feet long. I've seen those. I didn't even know what to make of them. They look so weird. I might see something and go, that looks like a mythical creature.
It does, yeah.
Very, very strange. And we had Ed the Diver on a few weeks ago, and he, on one of his videos, he pets a sturgeon. And it is so ugly. It looks like something out of a horror film. And you're like, oh, that doesn't exist. Hollywood made that up. No, they're real. You don't know what's down there. Good answers so far. That's our question. Do you believe in the Loch Ness Monster, Yetis, or Big Feet, or a Bigfoot? Let us know what you think. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We will talk more in depth about this. There is a Bigfoot convention in my hometown of Marinette, Wisconsin. They're getting it done up there when it comes to large-feeted monsters. So we'll keep talking about that. The last Seinfeld aired today in 1998 after 9 seasons. Kind of a controversial ending. And it's B. Arthur's birthday this week. We have to do, when we come back, I want to play a really funny clip from B. Arthur. She was so funny. She was comedic gold on The Golden Girls and the show Maude. Very funny. She was also a Marine. I did not know that until I did some research yesterday. Really interesting character, an American original, B. Arthur. We'll talk about that next, and we'll read more of your texts. Heather Heil coming up at 7:35. This is Pete Schwab in Nightlight. So great to have you with me tonight on the Civic Media Radio Network. And it breaks my heart when it did not fall.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
Family talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills.
And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're just too good to be true.
Can't such a great song. It's Frankie Valli's birthday, like last week, right? Is that why we...
I just really like that song.
What did you do? You just told me you watched something.
It's in Unfrosted.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Unfrosted. When they're pouring the the cereals.
Yeah, the movie ruined a perfectly good song. No, it wasn't terrible. The first gift I ever got my wife was at Hallmark Gifts at the Pine Tree Mall in Marinette. I was like 21 or 22, and I saw it was Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse in a convertible. And they were kind of looking at each other like lovebirds. And that was the song. Like, you wind it up as like a music box. And that was the song. That's one of my all-time favorite songs. And have you ever seen the movie The Deer Hunter, Conrad?
I don't think so.
Oh, man.
Who's in that?
De Niro, Christopher Walken. It's a movie about Vietnam, but there's a great scene where they're shooting pool in the bar right before they're all heading over to Vietnam. And that song is just cranked in the bar and they're all singing it. It's just like this beautiful moment of innocence before they go over and fight in the war, like these steelworking friends. It's like one of my favorite scenes in movie history. I think that's the first time I ever heard that song when I was like in high school. So great. This kind of cracked me up. I have friends. What do you do, Conrad, when you drop a call? A call drops. What's the first thing you say to the person on the other end of the line? Do you call them back right away?
I call him back, but oh, so, sorry, something must have happened there.
Do you even say that?
I do.
I have friends that still say, now what happened there? It's like, and I don't even have the patience to answer that. It's like, it's technology. It happens all the time. We can spend 2 minutes trying to figure out who lost a bar and drop the call. Because that's like when cell phones first happened. Now, hold on a second. I thought I had bars, but the call dropped. What happened there? Yeah, because I was about to go through a tunnel, but I wasn't in there yet. So I don't know why. That was weird. Like you're breaking it down scientifically. And now I think when a call drops, I just call right back. Hey, that's it. Hey, man. Yeah, where were we? That's it. You don't need to explain it.
I always just be like, oh, sorry, something must have happened there, and then keep going.
If it's like a business call, yeah. Oh, sorry, I got attacked by a Yeti. I lost the call. I don't know why that cracks me up so much. This is like one of those things like in life that doesn't need to be discussed. Let's just move on. The call dropped. We're not going to fix it. It's not coming back. Here's another thing. I just have to get this off my chest. Throughout the day, various things bother me. Have you noticed that about me? Okay. So I play video poker. All right. I use an app. The other night, and I've seen this before too, I'm at a table. I'm playing what's called a sit and go. You play Texas Hold'em. And you basically have to outlast the other people at the table. Well, I'm sitting there. And most of the people, like some of us use real photos. It's just our Facebook picture. Other people use avatars. It's like the dinosaur, the crazy mob looking guy, whatever. And that's fine. Well, some of the avatars are like pretty girls. So this one guy gets to the table. His picture is real. It's like his Facebook picture. Kind of a regular Joe, meat and potatoes kind of guy. He sends a rose to an avatar. He's hitting on an avatar at the virtual poker table. So I'm like, well, all right, maybe they're friends, whatever. The avatar has no friends. I check. You can click on it, get information about how many chips they have, that kind of thing. This guy, how lonely are you in your life that you are sending a rose to an avatar at a virtual poker table?
Hey, you never know where you're going to find your missus.
You know what? And who am I to judge, Conrad? Honestly, whatever this guy needs to put love in his life, even if it's from a two-dimensional cartoon character. It was probably a bot, too.
Yeah.
Oh, it's depressing. But I'm like, it's one of those things, too, that happened. I'm like, God, there's no one here I can share this with. I'm going to have to wait till I have to go on the air to talk about this. Because I'll tell my wife stuff like that, and she'll just go, okay. Like, unfazed. Doesn't care. All right, so it is Stacey Sue checking in on the stream. Wait, Sherry says they found those. Oh, maybe Sherry's talking about Bigfoot. What are you referring to, Sherry? What did they find? Sturgeons, yes. Stacey Sue says, I'm afraid of things in the river. I don't go tubing. Stacey thinks she's going to get eaten by a Loch Ness monster tubing on the river. I don't think you have to worry about that. I don't think there are any recorded Loch Ness monster attacks. Yeah, Sherry says the big fish, the sturgeon. Yeah, those are real. I believe in the sturgeon. Without a doubt. I'm a big sturgeon guy. And then I love the texts we get are so great. Oh, Paul, your mom's checking in, Conrad. I really can't discount any of those creatures. How do we know they don't exist? Correct.
Yeah.
Conversely, you could say we have no proof really that they do exist. So I'm with you, Paul. I'm like, I'm open to it. If they're out there, I think it's kind of cool, actually.
I'm still thinking there's a megalodon out there.
That scares the living daylights out of me. The megalodon. Oh, that's what Sherry was referring to, too. Yeah, there could be. I mean, what does the ocean go, like 12 miles deep or something like that?
It's
no way you have that off the top of your head.
That would be cool if I did.
It would be cool if you did. Steve says from the 920, Conrad's dad says, ask Conrad about his dad's run-in with Bigfoot. Long story short, Channel 6 Milwaukee had me confused with another Steve Krieger that lived by us in Campbellsport, in the Campbellsport area, that apparently saw something that looked like Bigfoot in the Holy Hill area of Hubertus, Wisconsin. Conrad was probably 10 at the time.
I don't remember.
Conrad, get out of bed. We're going to look for this thing. But they never find it. That's the thing. I believe there are sightings. I believe there are people see things they're not sure about. There just isn't really any concrete proof that I'm aware of. Maybe Mike Desitel will steer us differently at 8:35. From the 414, Tom from New Berlin says, B, love my mom, Beatrice Arriveteer Rosie. I don't understand that. Tom, we need clarification on that, buddy. Your text, your thumb work was not good in that text. But I'd love to read that because I think it was a B. Arthur text. And I'm obsessed with B. Arthur this week. Robert from McFarland says, studies say 90% of men are extremely lonely and say they have no friends. That might be true, but texting an avatar isn't going to fix that. Go to a singles bar.
So you hit up the poker app.
Go to a chat room. Yeah, I got to go play poker and text two-dimensional cartoons. At least Marge Simpson is, or can be three-dimensional. I don't know. Hey, Heather Heil is coming up next. We are going to talk about Ted Lasso and Friends. That'll be fun. I'll finish reading your texts as well. Our question tonight, do you believe in Yeti, the Bigfoot, or the Loch Ness Monster? Let us know. Having some fun here. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Walk
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The NTSB says the Dolly, the cargo ship that slammed into Baltimore's Key Bridge, causing it to collapse, had two power outages while docked. One 10 minutes before the collision, another moments before the crash. The Senate pauses to remember 2 years after the deadly supermarket shooting in Buffalo, New York.
In the span of just a few minutes, 10 precious lives were extinguished in a senseless act of hatred from a white supremacist.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Donald Trump's attorneys focused today on the credibility of his former fixer, Michael Cohen, who testified again at the former president's hush money trial. Pro-Palestinian protesters voluntarily broke up their encampment in Harvard Yard after school officials agreed to discuss their questions about the university's endowment and its ties to Israel. There are primaries in Maryland, Nebraska, and West Virginia. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Fewer people are signing up to serve in the military in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Army National Guard is operating at 90% strength, which is considered low. Data shows a sharp drop in new recruits in the last 20 years. Only about half as many people signed up to serve last year compared to 2004. People in Wisconsin are learning about large-scale renewable energy projects thanks to a $1 million grant to the University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension. The UW's Sherry Gruder says one goal is helping landowners negotiate with developers.
Not all farmers are going to spend $300 to $500 an hour to talk with an attorney, but we could help educate them on that type of thing.
Gruder says they'll also use listening sessions to bust myths about renewable energy. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. The Marvel train keeps on rolling, this time with Nicolas Cage. Cage will play an older version of Spider-Man in a new live-action show called Noir on MGM Plus and Prime Video. The 60-year-old actor plays a PI who is down on his luck while trying to come to terms with his past as Spider-Man and New York City's only superhero. The show is being adapted from the Marvel comic Spider-Man Noir. I like the PI angle, but trying to wrap my head around a Spider-Man with a gut and saggy man boobs who pulls a muscle every time he has to spin a web. Speaking of Marvel, Chris Hemsworth, or Thor, is tired of actors bad-mouthing Marvel Studios, saying it's not fair to want to be in a Marvel film and then bash it if it doesn't do well. Hemsworth was too classy to mention names. The New York Post was not. Christian Bale and Anthony Hopkins. Hemsworth talked about how much it hurt getting hate from directors like Scorsese, Coppola, and Tarantino, who he calls heroes. You see the irony? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, low in the mid-40s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, nice day with highs in the low 70s. Some showers and storms possible tomorrow night in early Thursday. Some sun in the late afternoon and highs into the low 70s. Currently at 68.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up next on the show, we talk to the co-founder of Courage MKE, 1133 public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, a Tuesday edition of our fun show that discusses all things entertainment, TV, movies, comedy, music. We've got you covered. And our question tonight is, do you believe in Bigfoot, the Yeti, or the Loch Ness Monster? Let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Joining me now to discuss such things as well as other things is Heather Heil. She is the Director of Business Development at the Green Bay Children's Museum and a frequent guest on the show. Great to have you back, Heather.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's always good to be here.
It's so much fun because you always come in, and I like that. It's so much more fun to have guests in
the studio. I'm like bottom of the barrel. Like, he's like, no one else needs to come in tonight. Heather's, I'm just kidding.
Wait a minute. I never said
no,
that.
No, I know.
We always have
I love the opportunity to come in and have some fun with you, so thank you.
Did you know, Heather, that Nightlight with Pete Schwabba is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who is making Wisconsin great again one beer at a time? Check out their webpage, MinocquaBrewingCompany.com, to see where you can buy progressive beer and join them for live music, poetry, and progressive politics at their new tap room at 2927 East Washington Avenue in Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm going there tomorrow.
No way.
Yeah, for real.
The Minocqua Brewing Company?
Well,
you gotta
going to Madison for a children's museum conference. So the national conference is in Madison. So I head down tomorrow. I'm there for the rest of the week. And I feel like I'm going to go and listen to some poetry and drink some brew.
I'm telling you, they have great. I had a craft soda. And Conrad, we were talking about this last night. Do you know what craft means? Like when people talk about craft beer.
Does it mean that they're making it? Like homemade?
Probably, right?
I would think so.
I meant to Google it last night, but once
that
I walked
handcrafted,
out the door.
And it's just.
Okay, that's probably.
Someone will tell us if we're wrong, though.
But when I'm thinking about being refreshed and having a beverage, I don't want to think about crafts fairs. Have you ever been to a crafts fair?
Yes, I have. Yeah. No, wrap it up.
Not my thing.
No, me neither. Yeah. Not so much.
Those are crafts.
But I know that
items.
There are people that like love those things.
Yeah,
and that's really fantastic for you.
Okay,
I think it's great.
Craft soda is a soft drink that is produced in a small quantity from natural ingredients.
Oh, see.
Look at that. Okay.
Thank you.
The K-Man.
Yeah.
And that's scientific.
Had to run to the Google.
So, all right. I'm going to ask you our question first because